Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
To what extent does your faith in God influence your daily activities, your business affairs, your family relationships, your social life? Do your religious convictions permeate every phase of your life, or do they primarily come into play on Sunday morning? Tragically, millions of Americans seem to devote less time and energy to their religious life than they did 20 years ago, or even 10 years ago. There probably are a number of explanations for that. But whatever the explanations or rationalizations, it does not bode well for individuals or for the nation. Americans need to remember these words from the psalmist: "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God." Psalm 9:17. Although the King James Version never uses the term total commitment, there is hardly any doubt that the concept is taught in many passages. Jesus himself taught that truth when he said, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things which please him." John 8:29. What words could Jesus have used that would more precisely define total commitment? "I do always those things which please him." The Apostle Peter commanded his readers, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge." 2 Peter 1:5. The expression "giving all diligence" should characterize the life of every child of God. The Greek for "giving all diligence" could be rendered "with all haste." The New International Version translates the expression "make every effort." Dr. Charles Williams renders the phrase, "You must do your level best." I would prefer to translate the words "make maximum effort." Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words says the Greek word involves earnestness, zeal, or sometimes haste. If I understand the word correctly, it has the same significance as these words from Ecclesiastes: "Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might." Ecclesiastes 9:10. Peter uses the verb form of the same word when he admonishes his readers: "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." 2 Peter 1:10. The same Greek verb is translated "endeavoring" in the following verse: "Endeavoring," or making maximum effort, "to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Ephesians 4:3. Now that we know what the word means, what application should we make of the idea of giving all diligence? Every phase of our lives must be lived in harmony with God's will. That obviously means attending church services regularly and enthusiastically. But it means much more than that. It means that our business, family, and social decisions must be made with a desire to please God. It means we are going to be enthusiastically involved in Bible study and reading, praying to God, teaching the lost, giving generously of our means to support the cause of Christ, singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, and in general, doing always those things which please God. If every Christian would so live, not only would the church change for the better, but so would the world. Our influence on society would once again be beneficial. My friends, we must give diligence to please our God. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.